North Korea has once again provoked international condemnation after launching a satellite which is being viewed as a test of its missile launching capabilities. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has joined the UN, the US and South Korea in describing the move as a threat to the peace and security of the region and beyond.
We have no doubt that the reports are correct. The suggestion by North Korea that it's a weather satellite or something is quite frankly ridiculous. It is a destabilising, provocative and dangerous act on the part of North Korea.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. So how serious is this launch? And is North Korea further down the road to developing its nuclear capabilities than we think? Dr. Ewan Graham is Director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute.
Well, there is a genuine grey area here in that a lot of the technology required for a so-called satellite launch vehicle or a space rocket is the same as required for a ballistic missile.
How likely is it that they have the capability to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile?
That's clearly the end goal. Two key technologies are miniaturising a nuclear warhead that could be fitted to a ballistic missile that has the legs to reach the continental United States. If they do develop a intercontinental ballistic missile that can reach the United States, it still doesn't mean they have a survivable battlefield weapon. By that I mean this technology is in plain view. It has to be fueled on the launch pad. So if it were to take place under crisis conditions, it would be an extremely vulnerable technology to use. However, the political leverage that North Korea has from going down that track means that it can use that for extracting bargains from China, from the United States, as it has done for many years.
The concern about this launch, satellite or otherwise, is about the fact that it's come hot on the heels of a fourth nuclear test, which was done on the 6th of January. So where are they at in terms of their nuclear capabilities?
Well, there was a statement from the United States fairly quickly after the nuclear test, which took the rather presumptuous view that there wasn't any advance in North Korea's technology. I think it's probably too early to say, because although the test was certainly not compatible with the claim of a thermonuclear weapon, the key technology is miniaturization. So the further they go down that track, the closer they will be to be able to make the two technologies of a intercontinental ballistic missile with a nuclear weapon that could be reliably delivered. The worry for the international community here is that North Korea is not doing anything new. It's done tests, both of nuclear and missile, for many years. But it's the intensity of that cycle now is actually got ahead of the sanctions cycle. So it's thumbing their nose in a very deliberate way, the international community, that there are no effective restraints on the development of that weapon of mass destruction that North Korea has been many decades in the making.
US President Barack Obama has been pushing Chinese President Xi Jinping to in turn pressure North Korea's Kim Jong-un to back off on its nuclear threats. China, though, is asking the West to engage in a process of so-called strategic patience with North Korea. Dr. Leonid Petrov is a North Korea expert. He says China is in a difficult negotiating position when it comes to North Korea.
From an American perspective, it probably makes sense. But looking at China, North Korea has been China's ally for the more than half a century, 70 years ago. The Korean War was waged by not just North Koreans, but China as well. China lost 2 million people there, so losing North Korea's regional allies is going to betray those millions of deaths which Chinese people sacrificed, including Chairman Mao's son died during the combat actions in Korea. That's all remembered by the Chinese. They understand that stifling North Korea is going to lead to the regime collapse, which sooner or later would trigger the tsunami of defectors going all directions, including to China. So for China, unifying Korea, which is going to be ruled from Seoul, from the staunch ally of the United States, is bad news, including the potential separatist movement in Northeast China, where Koreans might try to join the unified Korea and certain lands near the China-Korea Korea border traditionally belonged to Korea and were just given to the Qing government of China back in the year of Japanese colonization.
Dr. Petrov says the missile testing is about coming to any negotiations over sanctions and a normalizing of diplomatic relations from a position of strength.
Here we're dealing with two completely opposite approaches. The international community is looking at North Korea as a potential threat, as a villain who is trying to attack the other nations. First of all, the Republic of Korea, which is just south of the demilitarized zone, which is at state of war with North Korea still after 70 years of conflict. So does United States, which doesn't have a peace agreement with Pyongyang. And to me, the launch of the rocket is simply the invitation to the negotiating table.
So you're saying that what North Korea's intention is in this launch is to actually get the US to come to the table and talk to them about sanctions?
As an international message, yes. This is just one of the intentions which North Korea achieves with this launch. And on an international stage, yes, North Korea wants the United States, first of all, look at it as a powerful negotiator and sit down with the United States and start negotiating the terms of the peace agreement, but to do it from the position of power.
Dr. Leonid Petrov from the ANU College of Asia and the Pacific. Dr. Ewan Graham agrees the missile launch is about trying to approach peace talks on North Korea's own terms. But he says North Korea ever agreeing to give up its nuclear weapons program in exchange for the removal of sanctions and a return to normal diplomatic relations is unlikely.
It's very hard to see North Korea going back to a position of denuclearization now. And I think that's a fact of domestic politics as much as anything else. North Korea's regime has made no bones about the fact that they've even written nuclear weapons into their revised constitution. Once they've done that, it's very difficult to put the genie back in the bottle. And I think although they are attempting to use that for a negotiating position, the reluctance of the United States is based on the fact that they also are aware that probably all that North Korea is offering is a slower gear towards nuclear and missile capability rather than reverse gear.